Welcome to your five for today. One of life's joys and privileges is to be an invited guest at a special function or dinner party. Some time ago, a friend of mine received an invitation to attend a garden party at Buckingham Palace. It was once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and so she gladly accepted and went with the members of her family to the palace for the day. The Queen's garden parties have been held since the 1860s. Every year the Queen hosts three parties and invites more than 30,000 people from all walks of life into the grounds of the palace. For the occasion, gentlemen wear morning dress or lounge suits, while women wear a day dress, usually with a hat or fascinator. National dress or uniform are also worn by some. On the day of the garden party, the palace gates are open from 2:30, and the party officially begins when the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, with other members of the royal family, enter the garden at 4 p.m. and the national anthem is played by a military band. At the party, around 27,000 cups of tea are served, 20,000 sandwiches and 20,000 slices of cake are consumed. Just imagine the work that goes into preparing for such an event and to cater for such a large number of people. The Bible tells us of a special occasion where a certain man made a great supper and invited many guests into his house. The invitations had been sent out well in advance, and when the day came, he even sent his own servant with a personal invitation, saying to them, "Come, for all things are now ready." Their response, however, was quite unexpected, if not downright rude. Those who had received the invitations now began to make excuses for not attending. One said that he had bought a piece of ground and at that very moment had to go and see it. But surely no one would buy a piece of land without seeing it first, and anyway the land wouldn't go away, it would be there to view on the morrow. Another said that he was newly married and could not now attend. But surely not. This was a plus one event. The wife would have been able to accompany her husband on any such public function, and so the excuses were reeled out one by one. When the servant returned and told his master of their answers, the master instructed his servant to go out into the streets and lanes of the city, and further still into the highways and byways, to bring in the poor and outcasts of society, those who had no possessions to worry about, and so no excuses were made. They all gladly accepted the invitation and came just as they were. Into the great house they came, and enjoyed the feast that was so richly provided at the banquet. Dear listener, this story in the Bible is a message with a meaning to all of us. God has gone to great lengths to prepare something special for us all, if we are prepared to accept it. Everything is now in place and the invitations are going out today. The invitation is made through the gospel message by his own Son, Jesus Christ. The word with which he invites us are much the same, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." My friend who went to Buckingham Palace those many years ago said it was an unforgettable experience, and one she is glad she did not miss. How will you respond, dear listener, to God's invitation to come to him? Are you ready to accept? Or will you find an excuse to stay away? Thank you for listening today.